Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Hands are on your lap and softly close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. Reach the top. The line is coming down through the center of your head and the neck and the spine reaches the base. The line is coming down and down and down into the ground and finally reaches the very center of the planet. By looking at this long straight line at once, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. You are firmly grounded by this long straight line, and your chakras are settled. You start sensing the space around you. You feel some kind of energy in front, behind, left side, right side, above your head, beneath your feet. You might start sensing that you are floating in the beautiful big ball of light. So please don't lose this sense. You can notice any kind of mind chatters, but try not to lose this sensation, this feeling, this state of mind. You are aware of this space. You might have some physical sensations, physical heaviness, or even pain or tightness, but you still are aware of this space. And now slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. Can you hold the space, both the space around you and breathing? You are focusing on your breathing, but at the same time, sensing the space around you. So many kind of thoughts might be in your mind. Just observe them. We shouldn't look down the power of our thoughts. We are very easily lose ourselves by any kind of thoughts. One tiny thought can destroy us. One tiny mad idea brings you a heavy depression. False identity. And change the whole meaning of the life. So now you have real power. You don't give any power onto your thought by observing them. You create your life, not your thought. Now slowly bring your consciousness onto God's breathing. God in front of you exhales and his breath is coming to you directly. And you receive his breath. And feel his breath is everywhere, each cell. all the space. Fill out all the space and heals everything. Rejuvenates everything. And he inhales now and his breath is coming out with your appreciation. He exhales again. His breath, life force, joy, love, peace, abundance is coming to you. You receive it. Feel it. And now he inhales, his breath is coming out. Thank you. He exhales. The passion, the harmony, security, safety, trust. Happiness coming. His breath is in your heart and all organs and the brain. Nervous system, endocrine system, and joints, and bone, and muscles, and skin. Then God inhales, his breath is out. So please receive God's breath a few more times. Now you are at home. You are a part of universal breath. There is no border between you and the universe. No border between you and God, since there is a perfect communication here. God loves you, and you love God. You can't change this fundamental universal dynamics. Okay, now slowly come back to normal breathing and relaxed. Today, let's think about this. You will receive what you request. you surely receive what you request. You definitely receive whatever you request. Okay, then let's request. But we have to be careful. No one wants to receive pain. But he can think pain is pleasure. No one wants to avoid happiness, but he can believe happiness is threatening and dangerous. Okay, so you will receive whatever you request. It is good news, and this is a very fundamental universal law. But the problem is that we confuse what we want. So in order to experience this fundamental law, which is we will receive whatever we request, we have to set up what we want. Our ego doesn't take what we truly want straightly. Our ego always twists it and shrinking it. And sometimes making an opposite direction. You really want to joy, but the ego is chasing pain. You want a happiness, but the ego is following the danger and the fear. So meaning, we can't listen to the ego. Ego doesn't know what you want. Ego wants pleasure and pain both at the same time. Ego wants happiness and ego hates happiness at the same time. So ego can't bring you anywhere. Ego want a healthy body, at the same time, ego wanna be sick, you know, wanna be sick. Why? You have no idea, but the fact is, you got sick because you requested. So you have no idea why you requested, and you have no memory when you requested, but surely you requested because the proof is you are sick now. So now, let's admit our ego doesn't know what we want, but our spirit got in you. Holy Spirit with you knows what you want. And our ego self doesn't know what our spirit wants. So now it's a time to set up our prayer. What do you want? It's probably we can say one thing. What I want? I want to receive and accept and experience my spirit want. I want to experience, I want to accept, I want to receive completely what my spirit wants. My spirit wants to experience. And why my spirit knows what she wants? It's because the spirit already has it. Spirit has it. That's why the spirit wants to experience, wants to share, wants to realize. Want to witness on the earth. Okay, I hope you are following me. So your spirit knows what you truly want. So your prayer today is, please help me to accept and receive what my spirit wants to experience. I really want to follow what I truly want. And please help me not to overlook, not to forget what my spirit wants, and not to follow ego's twisted and wrong goal, wrong desire, scattered and incomplete desire. You want to share your wisdom with someone. You want to share your sweetness with someone. But you don't know how you are so sweet and wise and passionate, compassionate, how you are lovely, how you are beautiful. You don't know. But your spirit knows. So don't try to find your best partner by yourself. Ego doesn't know anything. Your spirit knows. So your single sincere prayer is, I like to follow what my spirit want. This single goal brings you the clear and best goal, best outcome to you. So next 2 minutes, devote your prayer. Your spirit knows what he or she wants. Plus, your spirit knows how dear all the situations and conditions you are having right now for his or her goal. This is from Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 336. I will receive what I request. So please keep your prayer. And you'll be a witness what your spirit wants. So slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Okay, thank you for sharing. Thank you.